Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Winning Moves, 105 Proven Ways to Create Value in Private Equity-Backed Companies by Dan Kremens is a practical private equity value creation playbook aimed at investors, operating partners, and PE-backed management teams, especially in the mid-market. The book is positioned for a market where competition and pricing pressure reduce the effectiveness of older levers such as simple financial engineering or buying cheap and selling. Expensive. Kremens frames the current environment as a value creation era that rewards firms that can improve business fundamentals and execution discipline throughout the hold period. Drawing on lessons aggregated from many experienced practitioners, the book breaks the broad idea of value creation into concrete actions and repeatable habits, presented as a curated set of winning moves. A distinguishing emphasis is people-powered value creation, defining a winning future, mapping a credible plan to reach it, and building the right team and culture to deliver. The result is a structured guide to making value creation more consistent across the deal lifecycle, from diligence through exit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from financial engineering to systematic value creation, a central message of Winning Moves is that private equity returns increasingly depend on operational and strategic value creation rather than on market timing or balance sheet tactics alone. In a more efficient and competitive deal environment, entry multiples can be high and easy arbitrage is rare, making predictable improvement in the business the primary driver of outcomes. The book responds by treating value creation as a discipline that can be decomposed, taught, and executed methodically. Instead of relying on a small number of big initiatives, it emphasizes assembling a portfolio of practical moves that reinforce each other and compound over a hold period. That orientation matters for both investors and executives because it shifts the conversation from abstract aspirations to tangible actions, sequencing, and accountability. It also supports better decision-making early in a deal by clarifying what must be true for a value thesis to work in practice. The underlying idea is not that every move fits every company, but that repeatable approaches to diagnosing opportunity, prioritizing initiatives, and driving execution can reduce randomness and improve consistency across investments. Secondly, people-powered value creation vision, plan, team, culture. Kremens places people and leadership at the center of value creation, arguing that even strong strategies fail without the right capabilities and behaviors in the organization. The people-powered framing links three elements defining a winning future, mapping the path to achieve it, and building a team and culture that can execute. In practice, this means aligning the board, sponsor, and management team on a clear direction, translating that direction into an actionable value creation plan, and ensuring the organization has the talent, incentives, and operating rhythms to deliver. The book highlights that culture is not a soft afterthought but a key enabler of speed, accountability, and adaptability in PE-backed environments where timelines are compressed. It also implicitly raises the bar for leadership selection and development, since PE-backed companies often need executives who can drive change, build teams, and manage trade-offs under pressure. By repeatedly returning to people as the execution engine, the book encourages readers to treat hiring, role clarity, communication, and performance management as core value levers, rather than as supporting tasks delegated away from the investment thesis. Thirdly, a deal lifecycle roadmap diligence to exit. Winning Moves is designed to be used across the full deal lifecycle rather than only after close. The lifecycle focus matters because value creation can be accelerated or undermined by choices made during diligence, early integration planning, and the first months of ownership. By encouraging a structured roadmap, the book reinforces the idea that value creation is a continuous process with distinct phases, assessing the business model and operational baseline, establishing priorities, launching early initiatives, building an execution cadence, and preparing the company for a credible equity story at exit. This orientation helps investors and operators connect what they learn pre-close to what management must do post-close, reducing the common gap between investment memo and operating reality. It also supports clearer governance by defining how sponsors and boards can help without micromanaging. Importantly, a lifecycle approach increases the odds that strategic moves, capability building, and performance improvements translate into outcomes that matter in a sale process, such as demonstrable momentum, a scalable operating model, and confidence in the next stage of growth. Fourthly, building an arsenal of practical winning moves. The book is organized around a broad set of winning moves, presented as practical actions that readers can adapt to their context. The value of this format is that it treats value creation as a portfolio of specific interventions rather than a single grand framework. For PE professionals, the arsenal approach supports pattern recognition. Common problems recur across portfolio companies, and having a menu of proven responses can speed diagnosis and improve execution quality. For executives, it provides concrete ideas for where to look for improvement and how to translate board-level goals into operational steps. The MOOs are positioned as field-tested and grounded in practitioner experience, which helps bridge the gap between high-level strategy language and the realities of running a business under PE ownership. The list format also encourages sequencing and prioritization, since not every move should be pursued at once, and some are prerequisites for others. By emphasizing actionable guidance, the book aims to make value creation less ambiguous and more repeatable, especially in mid-market settings where resources may be limited. Lastly, driving equity value through multiple levers, including multiple expansion readiness. A recurring practical concern in private equity is how operational progress translates into equity value at exit. Winning Moves addresses value creation in terms of the levers that ultimately drive equity outcomes and encourages readers to think explicitly about how initiatives affect those levers over time. Alongside improving performance inside the company, the book highlights the importance of preparing the business to be valued more highly by future buyers. This includes building credibility in the company narrative, strengthening leadership depth, improving predictability through metrics and operating cadence, and reducing perceived risk through better processes and governance. These factors can influence the quality of the exit process and the confidence a buyer has in sustaining results, which in turn can support valuation. The point is not to rely on market multiple shifts, but to build a company that earns a better multiple by being more scalable, professionalized, and strategically positioned. By linking execution details to exit readiness, the book keeps value creation grounded in how PE investments are actually realized and helps teams prioritize what will matter most during diligence by the next owner. In conclusion, Winning Moves is best suited for private equity investors, operating partners, board members, and PE-backed executives who need a pragmatic way to turn value creation from a slogan into an operating system. Readers who work in the mid-market will likely find the positioning especially relevant, since companies in this segment often face tight resource constraints while still being expected to professionalize quickly and hit aggressive growth and profitability goals. The practical benefit is a clearer, more repeatable approach to identifying value drivers, translating them into an actionable plan, and building the leadership and cultural foundations required to execute under time pressure. Intellectually, the book reinforces a modern view of private equity, in which competitive advantage increasingly comes from execution capability and talent systems, not only from dealmaking. Compared with many PE books that focus on transactions, fundraising, or high-level operating philosophy, Winning Moves stands out for its operational specificity and for centering people-powered value creation as the mechanism that makes other initiatives work. For readers seeking a single doctrine, the catalog style may feel like a toolbox, but that is also the point. It is designed to be used repeatedly, deal after deal, as a guide for building stronger companies and more consistent outcomes. If you would like to support Dan Cremons, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.